People from around the country are converging on Washington in advance of Donald Trump's inauguration as president tomorrow. Some are coming to celebrate, others are coming to protest. WBUR's Anthony Brooks is in Washington and has this report.
Here along Pennsylvania Avenue, the reviewing stands for tomorrow's inauguration parade are up. This grand avenue runs right past the old post office building right in front of me, which bears the name of the nation's next president, the Trump International Hotel. It will still bear that name tomorrow when Trump becomes president and moves into the White House just a few blocks away. Jeff Nelson, a Trump supporter from Tallahassee, Florida, stopped by to snap some pictures of the hotel, which has become a big tourist attraction.
Well, it sure is interesting. I mean, I've never really known a president to have such real estate holdings like Donald Trump does, so it certainly is. I'm not sure whether it's good or a bad thing. It's just different.
And how are you feeling about the inauguration?
I'm really excited. I wasn't a big fan of Barack Obama, so I'm hopeful that Donald Trump will overturn some of his policies, and I'm hopeful that we're going to make America great again.
If supporters like Jeff Nelson aren't bothered by potential conflicts of interest that Trump's business holdings might represent, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark is. Clark is also concerned by what she calls Trump's hateful, divisive, and often bigoted campaign.
I was hopeful that when he stood up on election night and said that he would be a president for all Americans, that we would see an end to that and that he would be a force for unification.
But Clark says during the transition, Trump seemed to double down on his divisive rhetoric and policy proposals that she says would hurt her constituents. So Clark is staying home tomorrow.
I could not attend an inauguration because it would normalize this presidency when I feel that we need to sound the alarm about the threat that he presents to our democracy.
Another Massachusetts representative, Congressman Michael Capuano, is also skipping the inauguration. In a statement, Capuano says he's deeply disappointed that Trump attacked Congressman John Lewis. The veteran civil rights activist provoked a Trump Twitter storm when he called his election illegitimate because of evidence of Russian hacking that appeared to help the Trump campaign.
From everything I've seen to date, he would not be our next president if not for Russian meddling in our election.
This is Congressman Seth Moulton of Salem. He agrees with his colleague, John Lewis, that the Russian hacking tarnishes the legitimacy of Trump's election victory. Even so, Moulton says he will be attending the inauguration.
I think that what we need to show is that the institution is stronger than the man. And I think that's why you see so many people on both sides of the aisle, including former presidents, Hillary Clinton herself, all going to the inauguration. It's not out of respect for Donald Trump, but it's out of respect for our country and for the institutions laid out in our Constitution.
It's hardly surprising that the all-Democratic Massachusetts congressional delegation is critical of such a polarizing figure as Trump. But Amy Carnevale is quick to point out that more than a million Bay Staters voted for Trump, and many of them will be joining her here in Washington to celebrate tomorrow. Carnevale is a member of the Massachusetts Republican State Committee from the North Shore.
Particularly in New England and in Massachusetts, not a lot of people expected that Donald Trump would be elected. But, you know, I saw the way that he campaigned and how he connected with working Americans. They're expecting big things out of President-elect Trump.
And while Carnevale says it's fine to disagree with Trump on policy, she argues that members of the state's congressional delegation who are staying away from the inauguration are making a mistake.
You need to remain engaged, and particularly with the president. He'll be our president for at least the next 4 years. You know, those who in the House who have chosen not to attend really put themselves and their constituents at a disservice by not attending.
Engaging with the new Trump administration will be important to another Massachusetts official who will be attending the inauguration tomorrow, Charlie Baker. The Republican governor, who didn't support or vote for Trump, says he nevertheless expects to be working with him.
I mean, I called the president-elect, I congratulated him on his victory, and told him that I was looking forward to working with him and with his team. I've known Governor Pence, soon to be the vice president, for a long time. I have a good working relationship with him. I fully expect we'll continue to be able to work effectively on advocating on behalf of the Commonwealth. I'm not worried about that.
If Baker's not worried about a Trump administration, he's in a minority. The latest polls, including one out today from WBUR, suggest that Donald Trump will assume office tomorrow with historically low levels of public support for a new president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Washington.